Hey everybody, Simon Rettner here. Welcome to The Checkout. It's also a show you can get on iTunes or in Stitcher. If you're there, give us a favorable review. Produced at WBGO Newark. Before we get to our show with the artist known as Big Yuki, a quick message about the WBGO bus to the Newport Jazz Festival. Join WBGO for the only straight-to-the-gate way to reach the historic Newport Jazz Festival, the WBGO bus departing from Manhattan and Boston all three festival days on Friday, August 3rd through Sunday, August 5th. Looking at the lineup, there's been plenty of artists featured here on this program, The Checkout, from WBGO that are going to be appearing at this year's festival, including Bad Bad Not Good, R Plus R Equals Now, Charles Lloyd, with Jason Moran, Charles Lloyd actually having a kind of residency, Gregory Porter, the brand new project from Ambrose Akimusari, Origami Harvest, Go-Go Penguin, Tony Allen, Jose James, Corey Henry, Rudresh Mahanthapa, and so many more. More information about the WBGO bus to Newport, tickets and information at wbgo.eventbrite.com. And now we bring you our conversation with Big Yuki, an artist reaching for the stars with a celestial strain of synth jazz. We talk to him from the Montreal International Jazz Festival. And we're here chilling at the 2018 Montreal Jazz Festival, the 39th installment, sitting next to the enigmatic musician, because I haven't seen many interviews of him, actually. Big Yuki. That's one word, not two.
Exactly. One word. Big Yuki. No space in between.
And what is your real name?
Masayuki Hirano.
In the music world, I feel like you're almost more respected and well-known, playing with so many amazing talent just across genre and the spectrum, from Q-Tip to Mark Juliana, who you're performing with here at the Montreal Jazz Festival, Michelle Ndegi of cello, Marcus Strickland, Bilal. You seem to check all the boxes in terms of being like, yeah, that artist probably is really amazing. Yet I feel like the jazz community is a little scared of you.
I don't know. I am scared of the jazz community because I have this dilemma when I was in Berkeley. You know, I still love straight ahead jazz, but I just never find myself in a groove. I tried. I still try. I mean, Kenny Cockland is my ultimate hero. It's one of my piano heroes. And just his feel and his color of the harmonies, he just grabbed me from the very beginning.
And this is what you were listening to at Berklee College of Music. At what time?
I found him when I was in high school, when I was still in Japan, actually. Yeah, I was still new to jazz music. You know, I didn't have any cool older brother or sister who's hip to, you know, the jazz and culture and stuff. So I was a only child. I got introduced to all the cool stuff later in my life.
So can you take us to a Kenny Kirkland solo that you studied?
There's a song off his record. I think it was called Steeping Faith. It's not necessarily the solo that I studied, but just his feel of playing a melody and also this little phrasing that he does, which is just super hooky to me.
Well, speaking of the hook, I feel like because you are so fluent in the hip-hop circles and your music is almost looking for the ultimate hook in your own music, especially on your debut, Reaching for Chiron.
Yeah, I sometimes think what makes my music differ from the music that other artists create, or what I'm trying to achieve. You know, with all the influences that I have, with all the elements of music that I love, I want to make it as accessible to the mass as possible. You know, I try to study myself. I try to, sometimes I think, what's the strength that I have, you know? Sometimes I feel like the ears that I have, which I think it's different from the musician's ears. In the musician's ears, I feel like we tend to focus on like small details. You know, we get like kind of caught up with those details and kind of lose the sense of seeing it in a bigger picture.
Well, let's look at a bigger picture composition that I like on Reaching for Chiron specifically. And this is just a thought that I had with your composition, Burnt and Turnt. This is like Big Yuki's commentary on like the vapidness of modern hip hop.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Burnt and Turnt, the title, I came up with it when I was hiking on a Hollywood around the Hollywood sign. I was hiking with, you know, some of the band members from Maris Yahoo. And it was hot as heck. And it's no shade to hide, right? So we were just getting cooked on the surface of rocks. And the Burnt and Turnt, we just started kind of saying all this random stuff, and the Burnt and Turnt was just one.
Because it has this very like typical, almost formulaic trap beat, hip hop beat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then you just explode it into and bring all of the Big Yuki-isms. Let's listen to this. Burnt and Turnt. Big Yuki joins us on the checkout, playing all types of keyboards at the same time and looking marvelously as he does it. Everyone is aware of your swag, Big Yuki.
I'm wearing the same shirt that I wore yesterday because it looks good. But it's a radio, so it doesn't matter.
And we are at the Montreal International Jazz Festival. He is performing with Mark Juliana's Beat Music with Chris Morrissey and Jeff Taylor on vocals. We actually got a chance to record some of this, so stay with us. We're going to hear a little bit of that set.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you record it?
We recorded it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah?
I don't remember what I did. That was just, I was zoning out. That was a beautiful time.
Well, let's take you there right now. This is you playing a duo with Mark Juliana with his swag on. Big Yuki. You like that?
I love it.
Well, that's a problem, right? Also in the jazz world, that I think you transcend it, that you look at music played by, you know, all these like heavy jazz musicians, they take their body out of the music oftentimes, or their heads are like deep into the sheet music itself. And either consciously or unconsciously, you are not doing that.
Mm-hmm. I think people have different ways of learning things, learning music. I feel like, it might sound super corny, but I feel like I learn music on the street, like just taking it in from the live, like watching musicians sweating. I used to go watch certain musicians on how they move when they're playing.
Like who?
Mark Kelly, the bass player, playing with Roots now. But I used to go to this jazz club called Wally's. I had some like life-altering musical experiences there. But like he's one of the musicians that I was super into, and I used to go watch him, like finding a pocket in the music, like physically. To me, he had this like really unique feel. Maybe I can say swag. Like the way he grooves was really, really unlike anybody else. And I always found it really, really physical. Just instant groove.
Beautiful. Well, let's listen to your single for Reaching for Chiron, featuring the vocalist Chris Turner, Eclipse. Let's get down. Your nature persuades my matrix. Essential as the air I breathe, the water I need. Ooh, I'm pleased. By your dimension, I liked you before all your mentions.
next time I know I'll knock us out of orbit, orbit. Ocean to ocean, I surf the waves of your emotions. I draw strength from this perfect portrait, bearing fruit. Let's harvest the orchard. This love hits me in stages. The feeling's so contagious, so euphoric. Mechanically tonight, oh, I knock us out of orbit. They can't eclipse our light, or oh, knock us out of orbit, orbit. No, yeah. No, yeah. No, yeah. No, this is how love feels. How lovers are supposed to feel. It don't take much, much to spread love. Are supposed to build. It don't take much, much to spread love. If we just spread love, this is how love should feel. Lovers are supposed to build. It don't take much, much to spread love. If we just spread love, spread love, love. Spread love, love. Are supposed to build. It don't take much, much to spread love. If we just spread love, this is how love should feel. How lovers are supposed to build. It don't take much, much to spread love.
Big Yuki joins us on the checkout from WBGO here at the Montreal International Jazz Festival, playing with Mark Juliana and his Beat Music project. I had no idea you were like in the basement working out this music with Mark Juliana early in the game. This happened before.
It did. It happened and then it stopped. I don't know if I should talk about it. It was my drunky days. And then...
What happened?
Maybe.
What, this is success for writing tracks for Tribe Called Quest got to your head a little bit?
No. Yeah, we had several shows, and we even recorded the album. My Life Starts Now, I think that was the title of the album. Always an amazing musical experiences. So we did a show at Zinc Bar. The gig happened to be the one that this film crew from France flew in to film the entire one and upload it on the internet, you know, did all the good stuff. The synth that I was using that time had a malfunction. The pitch went out like half the step, really, like enough to bug people out. And then I don't know, but maybe I was a bit nervous, and I had several rounds of whiskey shots, and I was feeling pretty peaceful, and then I didn't care about the pitch, so I just went in. Did an entire set. and it came out really, really funky. And then later, the video got uploaded on YouTube. I read some of the comments, and there were two types of comments. Ones were defending me by saying, hey, I think they're stretching, you know, the possibility of the music. And then the other was like, oh, the keyboard player is totally taking the whole band to the bill. Oh, what's that? Poop bill. I almost was going to say, I'm so sorry, guys. Actually, I wasn't trying to stretch that. The scenery of music, I was just, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it was almost like your reckoning as a public artist and coming to terms with something you put out there into the ether and being judged by it, by the masses. It's kind of messed with your head a little bit.
What messed me up the most was my own action, you know, and also my irresponsibility. Because, you know, I was dealing with music. Music is, I think it's like such a high power, you know, that we are so lucky to have access to sometimes, you know.
Let's listen to your powerful music here on Reaching for Chiron, Pom Pom. Pom Pom featuring Big Yuki here at the Montreal International Jazz Festival 39th edition. Here he's playing with Mark Juliana, but also just touring the world. Just came from playing in a forest of some kind in Europe to massive.
It was in Michigan.
It was in Michigan.
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere, Michigan. Just festival was called Electric Forest.
Wow.
Drew, I think, like 35,000 people.
Amazing.
It's pretty wild. They lit up the entire forest that night.
I saw the pictures and it could have been quite an exhilarating experience.
Oh yeah. It was special. It was a once in a lifetime kind of experience. Yeah, I totally enjoyed it.
You are also playing at the Mondrian Jazz Festival in fall, right? In October 13th, is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
I might be there as well to check out. Might be there as well. So yeah.
We're going to partay. with coffee.
Mike, the guy that puts on the festival, in his description of your music, he calls your sound unprecedented, which is like quite a bold proclamation, I have to say. First of all, do you think your sound is unprecedented? But also, you also cite your sort of classical inspiration.
I started learning piano when I was six. You know, I was in Japan, and then the classical music was the one I was learning. My early days, I was very fortunate to have this piano teacher who was focusing on having a student understand the intention behind a piece and then be musical about the approach rather than focusing on the technical aspect of it. And then this one episode that my mom told me when I was little, like the piano teacher used to have me sit on her lap while she was playing a piece. And my tiny hand was on her hand. And as she phrased, like my whole body was feeling how she was phrasing the melody line.
But you have to understand your brain is probably processing this music on a different level.
So, you know, like early on this interview, I kept saying like, I was listening to music physically, or like I appreciate the musicians who, you know, whose approach was more physical. I think it came from that.
Wow.
So it just happened to be the classical music. But I mean, it was a perfect example of the music being performed, because the piece is already there and it's totally up to the performer to interpret it. The piece.
Do you remember what classical piece of music? Do you have any memory of the class sitting on her lap? Like what she might have been playing?
I remember I loved a lot of pieces from Chopin. Because, you know...
Take us to an etude, a Chopin etude.
is it an etude?
Nice.
It's not an etude. It's a nocturne. I was a mid-school or high-school kid. I couldn't still understand some of the composers after Chopin. But like his melody, Chopin's melody, was something that I could really appreciate. And also I really loved how he developed the melody throughout the piece. And I think that's still in the very root of my musicality.
We're chilling here with Big Yuki here at the Montreal International Jazz Festival, about to wrap it up here. We thank him so much for spending some time with us and reaching for the Chiron. Reaching for the Chiron, that's the objective, that's the end game. You are the Chiron, you are the Renaissance man of culture and influence and music and art.
I'm just a humble villager.
A humble villager. What was the track that you produced on the Tribe record? Just a little taste of it. We got to hear a little Tribe here.
So Tribe Called Quest recently released a video for the music, Space Program. It's an amazing music video. The beginning of the song, it comes in with the rose, the rhythmic rose playing. That's me. And then, I did some synth later on. Just one of the pieces that I happen to be a part of that I'm super grateful for. Chilling with the gold microphone cords, and we grip our balls every time we stuntin' on tour, cause we never bore, responding to the ready crowds roar, and promoters try to hit us with the audible. We about our business, we not quitters, not bullshit. Deliver, we go get us, don't be bitter, cause we not just... Jerobe, my fiber wove into different cloth. Ain't nothing forbidden, this kid is written off. Hard to spit in the city, spitting kicks off, confused in the maze. You can pull your brain, missing lust and planning for our future people. None of our people involved. Foreign handy and smearing off, the kid and cracking off and smearing off, completely turn the Molotov the spaceship door before... Well, even though the jazz community might make you nervous, collaborating on a cut with Tribe Called Quest is kind of like, yeah, I play with Sonny Rollins. You know, at least in the hip-hop world. I'm just grateful. I I did not think about the meaning of me being part of the, you know, the album when I was in the studio. In the studio, just everybody was just a pure energy form, I feel like, just, you know, being super young, super interactive, super present.
Well, I have so many other questions for you, Big Yuki. Maybe we'll follow this up at another time, but we thank you so much for spending some time with us and sharing your music, reaching for Chiron, and hearing some of your music from the Montreal International Jazz Festival with Mark Juliana. But I feel like, just to keep people on the tip of their seats in ultimate suspense, we have to leave you with 2060 Chiron, the very end. Please explain to us, why do you end on a crescendo?
Oh, yeah, the journey doesn't end there. It just continues into the next realm. We get out of solar system and we get into unknown. Yeah, let's see what happens there.
Big Yuki. Chiron, Big Yuki, talking to us from this year's Montreal International Jazz Festival. We thank him for joining us, telling his fascinating story on today's program. If you want to hear more, well, all of our shows are archived on our website at checkoutjazz.org, home of WBGO.org. And if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, follow us on social media. Our handle on Twitter at Checkout Jazz, and you can follow me, Simon Rentner, on Instagram. Special shout out to our assistant producers, Sarah Gilletti and Anthony Nieves, and a huge special thanks to the wonderful, helpful staff, all of those beautiful people at the Montreal International Jazz Festival. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rentner. Thanks for checking us out.